Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, the World Series starts tonight. I'm not sure how much interest in St. Louis because we don't really care about these teams. We're going to talk about that with Frank Cusumano from KSDK. How are you this afternoon?
Great to be with you, Mark. Everything's going well, sir.
I do want your thoughts on not only the World Series, but on Mizzou Vanderbilt. But let's just kind of start with yesterday and the NBA and the poker and all. Oh, my God, Frank. I mean, this is huge, and I think we all know that probably there are, you know, maybe bigger fish coming down the line, and you wonder how much of this is interfering with college sports. So that was a blockbuster yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was stunning. And, you know, it makes you realize how dumb some professional athletes can be.
Yes.
Let me just give you Terry Rozier in a heartbeat, who's made over $160 million, who makes $26 million a year, and I think that's about $350,000 a game. And he threw it all away to make $200,000 in a prop bet where he would go under the amount of points he was scheduled to do. How stupid is that? And then you have Chauncey Billups, who's one of the most distinguished basketball figures of his generation, involved in these poker games. It's absolutely insane. You have Damon Jones, who found out because he works with LeBron James, LeBron wasn't going to play one night, so he says, bet on the Bucks. I mean, this is absolutely crazy, and you're right, Mark. I think the bigger story here is this, is how often does it happen? What about the assistant trainer? What about somebody in the Laker offices that finds out that this guy's not going to play and then calling a friend and how it gets around and how just how crazy this could end up being?
There's going to be a lot of stuff, and we're going to talk about it a lot, I think, unfortunately, in the coming months. And then what can you do about it? There have to be some solutions. Let's talk Mizzou Vanderbilt, and then we'll get to the World Series. Look, a lot of emphasis. I saw Pat McAfee out there today with the two helmets. They're doing College Game Day from Nashville. It's going to be a blast. But really, Frank, if you're paying attention to the national media coverage, ain't nobody talking about Mizzou. They're all talking about Vanderbilt, and I'm okay with that.
Yes, and you know who else is okay with this?
Drink.
Eli Drinkwitz.
Yep.
Yeah. He says, we're basically a sideshow this week. So I think it's absolutely great. And I think the game, in a sense, I don't know if you agree with me or not, is an elimination game. Now, I'm not saying that if Mizzou loses, they're out, because if they beat Oklahoma and Texas A&M and they're 10-2, they're in it. But if they lose, I don't know. And if Vandy loses, I don't know. It's going to be difficult.
So I agree.
That's what makes this game so special. Well, and in terms of the actual game itself, real quickly, is I think Missouri's edge rushers are the story. Damon Wilson and Zion Young, I think it's the best duo in the SEC. If they can get to Pavia or just contain him from going nuts, I think Mizzou's got a great chance. The only way Vandy wins the game is if Pavia goes crazy, which he has done quite a few times this year.
Yeah, I like our chances tomorrow. I really do. I'm wrong about this stuff all the time. All right, what are your thoughts on the World Series? Look, we're all baseball fans in this room, and I'm going to watch some of the World Series. I did watch a fair amount of the Division Series and the Championship Series. I just don't like either of these teams. That's one of the. But what Ohtani did last week, and just the star power, whether it's Vlad Guerrero or a number of people, pretty much anyone in the lineup on the Dodgers, they're the best baseball players and the best teams on the planet right now playing.
Yeah, I agree with you. Probably the interest is not real heavy in St. Louis, But let's face it, if you're at home and you don't find anything on Netflix tonight and you have a chance to see one of the most unique baseball figures in the history of the game do his thing, you're going to watch it. And what we saw last Friday was truly just absolutely amazing. And it's almost like Victor Wembanyama in the NBA to see somebody 7'6" score 40 points and get 15 rebounds. I mean, we just don't see this very often. And in the last week, we've seen two of the freakiest performances in the history of pro sports.
So what happened last night? We had our big birthday party yesterday, and I wish you could have been there, Frank. But as I was driving back, I had looked at some of the live sports that was on because I wanted to check out the football game, and I happened to notice the score of the Blues game was 4-0. When I got home, I never turned it on. My understanding, Ethan told me they did score a few goals, but that was another rough one last night, wasn't it?
It was brutal to be down 4-0 to maybe not a playoff team. And what they did was they showed some guts because they made it a 5-4 game. I mean, you're 4 goals down, and all of a sudden you're 1 goal down with a chance to tie, and then in the end, it just didn't work out. Joel Hofer is a fine young goaltender, and he's going to have better days at the office, and I think Coach Montgomery handled it really well. The bottom line is he was not at his best, and when your goaltender isn't, you're going to pay a price.
What do you got shaking for the show on Sunday night?
Well, heavy Mizzou Vandy. Corey's headed down there, and we're just going to do as much Mizzou football coverage as we possibly can.
I cannot wait. I hope this game is at least entertaining and close. Ethan, what's your gut check on that game tomorrow?
I like Mizzou. I agree with a lot of what the points you're making as far as the attention's not on them. I think that this is set up well. Perbula's gotten his feet wet a little bit with some tough competition. I like the Tigers.
Look, I love this Kevin Coleman kid, and I think that if he was more in the game plan because he was a little hurt a couple weeks ago against Alabama, I think maybe they win that game. But I've been watching him all season long, and if he can connect, and, you know, Bo likes him a lot, they connect tomorrow. And if Hardy can do what he was doing a couple of games ago, I think we do have a shot.
Got to contain Pavia, though. Contain Pavia.
He's a talented quarterback.
No small task.
Yep. All right, hey, Frank, have a great weekend. We'll hopefully talk about some good news on Monday.
All right, guys, take care.
Take care. Ethan, you and I will chew on some of this in the next hour as well. Tim Summer, our music friend, had a water heater or something that broke down today.
Oh, is that what happened?
Well, so we had set Tim up. Yeah, it was something like that, but we set him up, and then he warned us that maybe, you know, the work in his house wasn't going to be done. And then he handicapped it at like 1 o'clock. He said, well, I think it's 90% chance that I can join you. Well, then it became, I can't join you. So I would say that if Tim is ever back on, he will be, don't take his wagering advice, because he had 90% chance, and you would have taken the under on that. But he'll join us probably next week. But I do have a couple of music-related things that I want to share in the next hour. There's also, Ethan, I think you'll get a kick out of this. There's a really great story in the LA Times today about Yamamoto's interpreter for the Dodgers. And his story and what happened with him is really kind of interesting, and we'll share that. And I got a couple other things that are a little lighter. And Brad Young's going to join us in the next hour as well.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.